A Mother's Story, written by Rosie Batty with Bryce Corbett and read by Rosie Batty.
Luke floats out of his bedroom late again. His hair is tousled, his mood sullen. It's going to be one of those days. "Morning, buddy," I chime. "It's been only a few weeks since we returned from England. 5 glorious weeks at home, visiting family, catching up with friends, forgetting about Greg. And most importantly, coming to realise that my life doesn't have to be dominated by him anymore. Not even my son's reluctance to heed his breakfast, get in the shower and generally get his arse into gear can break my spirit this morning. For the first time in a long time, there's a sense of hope, a sense of clarity. It feels almost as if some sort of veil has been lifted and I can see a future starting to take shape. A bright, carefree, happy future. The clock is showing 8 a.m. At this rate, Luke is going to be late for school. I know I should probably be more worried when he acts up like this, but he is only 11, and last year was a tough year. Despite that, Luke seems to have turned a corner. He's really settled into school and is growing into a fine young man. As I look across the kitchen bench at him, hunched over his cereal, I catch a glimpse of those crystalline blue eyes through his mop of a fringe. My baby boy, my Luke. He may be growing up before my eyes, but he'll always be my little boy. "Come on," I say, rallying. "Shower now. We're going to be late." I bundle the dogs into the car and call for Luke to hurry up. It's 8:15 a.m. He comes flying out of the house, slamming the front door behind him, school shirt untucked and school bag flung over one shoulder. School is all of 500 metres down the road, even closer as the crow flies, but this has been our routine for as long as I can remember. And these days, when it's a miracle if I can get 3 sentences out of him in one sitting, the drive is a chance to force some conversation out of my increasingly taciturn son. As we arrive at Flinders Christian Community College, there's already a queue of cars. I think back to my childhood in provincial England. We were lucky if our dad was even there to wave us off at the door, much less chauffeur us to the front gate of our school. I think I do an okay job as a mum, all things considered. It's hard to know without any real benchmark to measure it against, though I do sometimes worry I'm too soft with Luke. But he's a good kid. Our lives are not exactly straightforward. It's never been picket fences and a nuclear family for us, far from it. And he's my only child. I wouldn't get another go at this motherhood thing, so of course I'm going to indulge him a little. As the car idles, we joke about having to leave home earlier to beat the rush hour traffic snarl in a sleepy tab on the Mornington Peninsula. He still has a wicked sense of humour, even if puberty is starting to dull it. We are simpatico, Luke and I. And all is said and done, it's me and him against the world, just as it has been from the start. When we arrive at the curb in front of the main gates, Luke gathers his school bag and opens the door. "Bye, buddy," I say. "Learn lots." He rolls his eyes and walks off. And so another day begins. I have some chores to do at home, some phone calls to make for the business, and an optometrist appointment to reschedule. Oh, and if I have time, the creepy crawly needs servicing over in Mornington. As I pull out from the curb and head home, I look in the rear vision mirror and see Luke dawdling into school. I can't believe how fast he's growing up. It's 11 years since he was born, but it seems like yesterday.